Hello and welcome to the Haywood County School Report. This is Todd Trantham and I will be your host for today's show. Today we're going to be talking about our external review process with our special guest on the show, Dr. Nolte, our Associate Superintendent. Welcome to the show, Dr. Nolte.
Glad to be on and thank you for having me this morning.
So today we're talking about external reviews. And that's kind of like some of the acronyms that we use within the system, one of those things that we know a lot about internally, but people outside of the walls of maybe the central office and maybe the principal's offices at the school don't quite know what we're talking about. So why don't we begin by just going over what is an external review?
Well, an external review in the big sense is an audit, so to speak, by a third party. Mm-hmm. And we have external reviews or audits all the time from state and federal agencies. The accreditation folks, SACS, CASI, Advanced Ed, call their big visits every 5 years external reviews. And so we decided 4 years ago or so, I probably need to get a calendar out and figure out exactly how long it's been, that we would go to each semester, twice a year, we would go to each of our 16 schools and have an extended conversation about academics, curriculum, and instruction. So that's an hour and a half to 2 hours, 32 times a year, to really talk about what's going on at their site.
So specifically, how do you decide what you're going to talk about in those external review visits?
Well, we're talking about that school, and schools are like, if you have children at your house, you know that even if they're twins or triplets, they're not the same people. They're all different. They're developmentally different. They learn in different ways. They have different strengths and weaknesses. And so we're talking about that school, and we have tons of data. We develop data grids. You helped me name one of our products that we built as a gap analysis. We built it, and then you went, hey, that's a gap analysis. And so we're talking to them about their data and what they need to work on at their school. And it may be different. One school may need to work on fourth grade math. Another school may need to work on biology. Another school may need to work on SAT scores or whatever. So we're talking to them about their data and plans to improve their data.
And one of the things I'll say just as an aside there, I think also from a curriculum standpoint at the central office, we've learned a lot more about schools and had some really deep discussions about what's going on at schools through the external review conversations.
Reflection, that's what you're talking about, where you sit and you look back and you go, well, how well did I do that? Reflection is key if you want to be really good. And I hate to use sports analogies because some people don't get them, but good sports teams, whether it's high school, college, professional, after the game, they sit down and they look at the film. Mm-hmm. And they look at who missed the block or who got the rebound or how they managed a particular situation offensively or defensively or how they managed the clock or the time. And so reflection and thorough analysis of what you're doing is important. And this is one of the ways that we do that. We do that in other ways, but the external review visits each semester is one of the ways we do this.
And we've been doing this for a couple of years.
About four now.
Talk about how that process has evolved, how it's different now than it was when we started doing these external reviews.
Well, it's like anything else. As you get better, then you get more complicated and you get deeper. And we started out with very simple questions like, what's the difference between a summative assessment, like an end-of-year test, a benchmark, which is something we give during the middle of the year, and how we use that, and formative assessment, which is what the teacher does in the classroom several times a week to see how the lesson plan needs to change. That's a very simple concept, and our people would roll their eyes if we ask them about that kind of stuff now. And now our conversations are very deep, and we talk about the ways to teach reading comprehension to different kinds of students, or fluency is one of our words, and that is how comfortable you are doing something and how we measure if a student is fluent in reading or math and how we can teach them in the areas just of fluency where they're deficient. So it's a much more complicated process.
And we have grown because of this external review visit in a lot of different ways. Oh, talk about some of the specifics we've seen, some of the growth that we've seen just because of these external reviews.
Well, you know, it's hard to always measure a product from a reflective conversation.
Right.
If you're a coach and you teach the kid to block out, the next game he blocks out better, that's a little easier to see than what we do. But we specifically went to Waynesville Middle School a couple years ago, and we felt like from their data that they weren't serving their high-performing students as well as they could. And we said, you need to develop a plan and work on serving your high-performing students better. Well, 2 years later, not only did they pilot English 1 high school credit in 8th grade, but that English 1 in 8th grade is now being offered in all three of our middle schools. And that was a direct response, positive response, good for our kids, in particular our high-performing kids, from Waynesville Middle School to one of their external reviews. And there are lots of other stories like that, but that was a real concrete story that a lot of people will know because everyone took English 1 in high school.
So Dr. Nolte, is this something that other districts or even other organizations could do?
Well, not only could they, but some of them do it in different forms. We actually stole the idea from Charlotte-Mecklenburg in association with their accreditation visits. I went down there about 5 years ago and served on a team that did their accreditation review, and they did this prior to the review team coming just to get all their schools ready. And I went, that's something you really should do all the time. So I came back, talked to the curriculum instruction staff, and we decided to do it once a semester. I think that first year we did it just in the spring,
right.
And then we've done it once a semester since then. So other people do stuff like this, and it could be done in other places. One of the nice things that has happened to us is that as we have been audited by outside auditors, people who do federal audits and Title I audits and other places, one of the things that our people tell them is, well, we talk about that in our external reviews. We communicate about that in our external reviews, and that information we use from the external reviews to work on what training we need at our school and what kind of staff development the system needs to offer and what attention we're paying to particular things. So we've actually been asked as a district to share our external review process next month at the regional Title I directors meeting. And so we've been asked to share this with essentially the federal program directors at between 30 and 40 school districts in the western end of the state. Actually about 35 school districts in the western of the state. So we look forward to that and hope that they can use the information to somehow, you know, do a better job of reflecting about performance in their district.
And I love the, you know, as we wrap things up, I love the illustration that you use of using game film, because that's kind of what we're doing is we're taking and looking at what we've done and saying, okay, how can we do this better? And doing it from an educational level.
Yeah, one of the things we believe is and excuse my language usage here, folks, but a lot of people say, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And we don't really believe that in Haywood County Schools. If it ain't broke, well, let's look at it and see if we can't make it a little bit better.
That's right.
Continuous improvement.
That's right.
Just continuous improvement every day if we can.
Well, Dr. Nolte, thank you so much for being on the show today. Listeners, thank you for being with us. Have a safe and great day.